From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Foreign ministers have left the talks Saturday night where the U.S. and Russia and others were trying to mediate Syria's civil war in search of a diplomatic process that could succeed where last month's collapse ceasefire had failed. It wasn't clear whether they made any progress at the meeting in Switzerland. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry led the renewed talks, joined by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and several top regional envoys. Prominent international charities called Saturday for a 72-hour ceasefire in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo's eastern neighborhood, the target of government and Russian-backed airstrikes, to allow the sick and wounded to be evacuated, and for food and medical aid to enter the besieged area. Officials in Iraq say a suicide bomber attacked a religious gathering in Baghdad Saturday, killing more than 35 people and wounded 50 others. The crowd had gathered to mark the annual Shiite ritual commemorating the death of Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, in the 7th century battle near the town of Karbala. Iraqi media reported the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Iraq moved tanks, artillery, and missile launches to the eastern outskirts of the Islamic State-held Mosul area on Saturday in a buildup of forces ahead of the upcoming fight for the city, expected to be the biggest battle in Iraq since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion. This member of the counterterrorism forces said, God willing, they are ready and fully prepared. All troops of the counterterrorism forces are ready and fully equipped. And he said they are very close to saving Mosul and kicking Daesh out of Iraq. Iraqi officials say a massive ground assault could begin this month, backed by the United States Air Power, Kurdish security forces, and Shiite and Sunni.